dreams and visions. This month we have termed it as a month of revelation. Hallelujah, revelation. Hallelujah. God is a God who reveals mysteries to us. So today I'm going to talk some things to you about dreams and visions from God's word. See, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not an MBBS, MD, FCGPA like Dr. Saab. I have only knowledge in the Bible. From the Bible, we will talk about what is dreams, what is visions, how God speaks. How many of you are excited to learn something new this morning? Amen. Lift your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I'm ready to receive your word. Speak to me. Speak to me, Lord. Thy servant heareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's come to Numbers 12 and verse 6. Numbers 12 and verse 6. You can take your notepads. You can take your slips to write. Hallelujah. Numbers 12 and verse 6. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. And I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then, were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our God is a God who speaks. That's the difference between all other gods and our God. Our God speaks. And let me tell you, every time he speaks to you, you go to a next level of life. You go to a next level of life. Lift your hands and say, every time he speaks, I go to the next level of my life. Because he speaks, he is the one who spoke. And the earth came to be. How many of you know that when somebody who doesn't like you curse you, it can happen to you? You believe that? It can happen. But as long as you are in the Lord Jesus, this will not affect you because you are in the secret place of the Almighty God, Psalm 91. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad that you are in Jesus? So even if your manager say, useless fellow, you are not useless. You are useful for the Lord. If you are not in the Lord, when he says useless, you will become useless. This earth is something which God has created, which works on words. Which works on words. If I say stand up, you stand up. You hear the sound, you hear the voice, and you respond. In the same way, God speaks to his people. And every time he speaks, your level changes. Your understanding changes. Your love for the Lord increases. Hallelujah. So from this verse, I want to tell you some ways in which God speaks. But before that, let's compare our God with the other gods. Psalm 135, 15 to 18. Psalm 135, 15 to 18. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold. What's that? The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Then, hallelujah, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither there is any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. Amen. Hallelujah. Idols of men. See, it's God who made us. We do not make God. But still people are in ignorance. If God is a God whom you make, that God should worship you because you are its maker. Am I right? But the Bible says he is our maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to Psalm 95. Hallelujah. We are just going differing. Hallelujah. Differences between the idols of men. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 95 says, hallelujah. Glory to God. 95 and verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord. Who? Who's that? Our Maker. He is our Maker. He is your Maker. Who made you? And that's why we are here, to come down and worship the Lord our Maker. For He is our God. We are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Now, if this God is your God, there is all probability that you will hear His voice because He speaks. Yes. Hallelujah. And that's what the last portion of Psalm 95:7 says. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. So, God speaks. You can hear His voice. You can hear Him speaking. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You can hear Him speaking. If He is your God, you ought to hear from God. Otherwise, forget about going in the second coming. Because the Bible says, the trump of the Lord shall sound. Not Donald Trump. Many people already put, you can research Google. Donald Trump is the last trump, it seems. Well, somehow that trump has come there, that name has come. Oh, I give them 5% grace for they're telling that trump. That name has, that trump is there. But I don't think he's the trump of God. Hallelujah. Anyway, if you miss out on hearing God's voice on a day-to-day basis, you might miss out on eternity. Friends, what are we making in this earth? So, we have a God who speaks. And in Numbers 12, we read His ways of which He speaks. Now, in that verse, we can see Numbers 12 and verse 6. If there be a prophet among you. So, prophets were the ones to whom God spoke in time past. Prophets were the people who had that special grace to listen to God's voice. Not everybody. Not everybody. Now I want you to listen carefully. Prophets were the people whom God chose in the Old Testament times to hear His voice. And how did He talk to them? He talked to them through, I make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. So He is talking to Aaron and Miriam. Both were brothers. One is a brother, one is a sister of who? Moses. Now Moses and Aaron had some issues with Moses. The issue was because of an Ethiopian woman. You read that in Numbers 12 and verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, there are many theories about this Ethiopian woman. My theory is Moses had only one wife. He didn't have time for other. 40 lakh people. And one Zipporah he had. Hallelujah. So many people say it's another. I basically don't understand Moses had any time. Managing 100 people here in Shelter House itself, I don't have time. Hallelujah. Imagine 40 lakh people whom Moses is managing. So they found out that, of course, this woman Zipporah was from the Midianite clan. It was a different tribe. So Miriam and Aaron had some problems with Moses marrying her. And God says, if there is a prophet among you, I speak to him in visions. I talk to him in dreams. But Moses, I do not talk like that. I speak face to face. I speak face to face. If there is anybody, if there is any soul on the earth which the Lord spoke face to face in his glory, is Moses. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Now I want to tell you the thing why God is telling this. He's telling, hallelujah, my servant Moses, number one, hallelujah. If God has to speak to you, you should be a prophet. Hallelujah.
If God speaks to you, you will become a prophet. Number two, my servant Moses. Servants means what? Those who are sitting in the chair. God, many a time when we see some people, they are like this. God, you better come here. You better obey my word. I command you, Jesus, to come. There are many people who do that. And they make God as their servant. It's not like that. The Bible says, my servant Moses. How many of you will God attest today that you are his servant? Servants of God are not just pastors. Each one of you, when you accept the call of God, can become the servants of God. So if you are a prophet, God speaks to you. Second, when you are the servant of God, God speaks to you. Third, then he says, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Wow. Faithful in the house of the Lord. Faithful in the church. The church is very important for you to hear God's voice. Which church you go, what church you go, doesn't matter. But whichever church you go, you should be able to understand the move of the Holy Spirit there. You should be able to know that the Lord is speaking to you. You understand what I'm telling? There's that movement. There's that moments in which the atmosphere changes. There are the moments where you feel heat inside. This is God who is speaking to me. So whichever church you go, the church where you hear God's voice is the place where you have to be rooted in. Hallelujah. So three qualities for which a person God will speak. Number one, he should be a prophet. Second, he should be a servant. Third, he should be faithful in God's house. Hallelujah. Faithful in God's house. Means what? Coming once in a week, warming the chair and salam tata, bye bye pastor. See you next week. Kuda office. Is that the way? No. Faithful in the faithful in the house of the Lord means, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You're faithful in doing what the Lord is giving you in the church of God. Hallelujah. If there is a cobweb anywhere here, it's not just pastor's duty to touch it off. It's your duty too. Because this is your house and this is where the Lord is speaking to you. Hallelujah. If there is a VOH activity here, it's your duty to come and be a part of that because you are faithful in what God has given you. If God has given you a ministry, something beautiful, or EMF or anything, hallelujah, be there, serve the Lord, he will speak to you. Yes. Hallelujah. He will speak to you. And what you become is because of what he speaks. Hallelujah. Did you understand that? What he speaks over your life will happen, not the man's voice. Hallelujah. Aaj se 500 aur 1000 not nahi hogi. All the Indians heard that. Bhaiyo behno, mitro, dosto. But there was no friendship in that voice. I'm going to eradicate all your black money. That's why Chidambaram said, the wages which somebody earned, a woman who comes and cleans your house, she has stored some money in 500 and thousands. That is not black money. That is earned money. He may not have given the tax, but that is not black money. Black money is all in HSBC bank. Hallelujah. Amen. Of the multinational corporations. So God speaks to his people. Visions. Now here we read in vision, he makes himself known. Vision is how God expresses himself. When you see a vision of the Lord, you're like dumb, dumb. After seeing a vision, your life changes. Your life changes. Because vision is all about God revealing his glory to you. His glory to you. All this daddy God mentality and all will go when you see the vision of the Lord. He is huge. He's enormous. He's glorious. He deserves our awe. He deserves our respect. So visions is all about God's nature. Dreams. God speaks through dreams. Roadmap. He gives you a roadmap. How to move. How to go about a thing. Is it God's will? Dreams will come. It's God's specific guidance regarding a situation. Dreams. And then Not if somebody sits at the house, if he's sitting in the church now, and they're dreaming about the mutton biryani, that is not the dream which God is giving you. Now don't get me wrong. Dreams and visions, there are different things. There are nightmares. Nightmares, you see some horror film in the TV. Now everything is horror. Your mind is like a camera. How many of you understand what I'm telling? Your eyes are the camera. Whatever you, every day, every day, every moment, data is going inside. What is the speed? 8 Mbps or I don't know. But it is going. Seeing, so data is going inside the eyes, being processed in the mind. It is going in the, being a part of the subconscious mind. You see a girl, you look at her, wow. And then, night, when you're dreaming, suddenly you see her picture again. And you say, yeah, this is what God wants me to do. No. That's wrong. Hallelujah. That's not how God speaks. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So many of those dreams should be analyzed in the light of God's word. What you see in the morning can become a dream in the night. And that's not what God speaks to you. But when God speaks to you, you know that it is God who speaks, because there's clear direction there. There is clear guidance there. There is clear move of the Holy Spirit there. Now, we read the ways in which God speaks. Number one, vision. Number two, dream. Then there is something called the similitude. Similitude, that's what we read in Numbers 12 and verse 8. Dark speeches. Dark speeches also. Sometimes we cannot hear God and it will be just dark speeches. Similitude. He will imagine something. He will talk to us in imagination of something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Now, one thing is there. If you hear God's voice, God will stand up for you. If you hear God's voice, God will stand up for you. And that's what to Aaron and Miriam, God was telling. See, are you not afraid to talk about my servant Moses? Are you not afraid? Are you not afraid to talk about someone who is the channel for whom, to whom I speak? Let me give you a warning, precious people of God, and never talk bad about any man of God whom God has called into his ministry. Amen. You are no one to judge him. You are no one to talk bad about him. If he is a man whom God talks, God will stand up for him. It will be danger for you. Look what happened to Miriam and Aaron. Immediately there were spots like leprosy. And then Moses goes and cries, please Lord, save them. You know what was the shame? Aaron and Miriam were the high priests. They were the ones whom the lepers met to get a certificate that leprosy is not there. Now Miriam is getting that spots and she is outside the camp. The servant, the sister of Moses is outside the camp. Be careful not to talk evil about any man of God whom God speaks to. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, what do we talk about in the church? Talk about yourself, man. Don't talk about your pastor. If you talk about me, the Lord will hear. Amen. The Lord will hear. And one more thing I'm telling you. If somebody talks bad about me to you, what should be your reaction? You should say, stop it. He is the man of God. Through him, God speaks to me. And I stand for him. I stand with him. Amen. Amen. No hallelujahs will come. No problem, buddy. God will stand for me one day. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no problem at all. I'm just giving you some guidelines for life. Amen. Amen. So if God speaks to you, God will stand up for you. If God stands up for you, what else you need? What else you need, friend? Hallelujah. So visions, dreams, similitude, dark figures. Now I want to talk about vision. Just a little, some topics, some important things about visions, and then pray and close. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you see Genesis 15 and verse 1, Genesis 15 and verse 1, we read there, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a
In a vision. Now, in the Old Testament, it was all through vision. See, God called Abraham outside. How? By a vision. By a vision. Abraham must have been lying down or sitting like that, and suddenly he gets a vision. What is the vision? I am. Fear not, Abraham. Today, God is telling you through his word, fear not. Hallelujah. No matter about your future, fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. Fear not. Why? I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. May God be your shield. May God be your shield this week. Somebody said, praise the Lord. When I say, may God be your shield, you should say, amen. Hallelujah. From all the virus and germs around, from all the attacks of the enemy around, from all the, hallelujah, evil influences around, may God be your shield. Amen. And your exceeding great reward. Oh, we were talking about Ambaniji. Ambaniji has Antila. But after Ambaniji dies, he will go to the 6 feet grave. Antila will not be down. He may have a desire, bury me inside Antila. It will not happen. Body will shrink. Body will decay. Hallelujah. But if you are a man of God whom God speaks, you have an eternity. You know, you have houses there. Huh? You don't hear much this. Huh? I'm telling you. There are houses there. There is a big city. Heaven is a city. That's the reward which he gives you. When you go there, you will be allocated rooms. As how, not how much you told against, hallelujah, how many movies you saw. It's there. It's all there. Deduction only there. Then account deduction happens. How many movies? 150, 151. Then all the others, you see, big detection will happen. But if you serve the Lord, if you give the Lord, if you give to the Lord, if you work for the Lord, what will happen? The work is keeping on happening. And whatever dreams you had about your house here, far beyond your imagination, God will give you there. Because the Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has perceived what God has in store for those who love the Lord. How many of God's people here love the Lord? Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, no mind has conceived what God has in store for those who love the Lord. Hallelujah. Our life is not going to be done and over with the grave. Our life is just starting from the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. Our life is just starting from the grave. But before that, if you want to live a decent life there, be active in the church here. At least pastor will come and put the mud. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May you live long in the name of Jesus. Nobody wants to live long also. Praise the Lord. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield. And look at what's happening in verse 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, hallelujah, look now toward heaven and tell the stars. So Abraham started counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, it's going 13 again, 14, 15. I cannot count. So how you cannot count the stars, so shall thy seed be. Hallelujah. That's vision. So God opens that part. See, everybody has this part in them. Okay? How many of you have never had a dream in their life? I want to see you specially. Any dream, right? You are lying down at night, dreams. See, that's a part of the subconscious brain which God has a hook on. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand what I'm telling? That is the part which is spiritual. That can only converse with the Lord. Hallelujah. So visions and dreams come in that area of your mind or heart. I don't know whether it is the part of cerebellum or medulla oblongata. I don't know which part is there. But there is one part there. Inside, which is very, very, very reactive to God's presence. Hallelujah. Amen. A vision will change your life. A vision from the Lord will change your life and make you a prophet. Hallelujah. Pastor, I don't want to become a prophet. If you don't want to become a prophet, it profits nothing.
Prophet doesn't mean that you have to tell tomorrow this will happen. No, that is astrology. Prophet is different. Prophecy is knowing the nature of God and telling His word into your situation. That is prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So, there is Genesis 15 and 1. And then we come to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 6, we see another vision which Isaiah saw. And we read that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. So it's a vision. See, when you get a vision, it doesn't mean that you have to close your eyes and be in a deep slumber. No. While you are awake itself, you can see visions. Dreams usually happens when you sleep, when you go to the ninth heaven. But visions usually happen at the time when God decides. Dreams, many a time, when you sleep in your bed, when you converse in your bed, you get dreams. Dr. Singh might be dreaming, hallelujah, about his children. Dreams come. So that's the part of the brain which processes and desires and defines what you like. Now, in Isaiah chapter 6, we do not read Isaiah sleeping. Isaiah saw the Lord seated high and exalted throne. Now let me tell you, in the Old Testament times, only those people who saw the Lord were talked to by God. Hallelujah. They didn't have the Bible. They had just visions. If God had to reach out to them, what they will do, what God will do? Show vision. Show vision. Show vision. Abraham had visions. Jacob, you know Jacob's dream? In Genesis 28. Jacob's son Joseph was a His nickname was Dreamer. Look at Daniel. Look at Nehemiah. Look at Ezra. They all had a deep vision and dream which they had. Now there are different. So God had this pattern of speaking. And if God speaks to you today, I'm telling you, you are a group that is set apart. That is set apart. And God's seed continues in you. And you will not suffer destruction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm telling? If the Lord speaks to you, you're set apart, you're different, you're differentiated, you stand for the Lord, you stand for His kingdom, and you are shown in the kingdom of God. You cannot stand here and there, but you have to stand here where God speaks to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Isaiah 6, we see Isaiah seeing God seated on a high and exalted throne. On a high and exalted throne. I want to tell you, friends, the greatest throne is not seen in White House or in Trump Towers. The greatest throne is seen in heaven. Hallelujah. And who is seated there, you know? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The bright morning star who gave you ration yesterday night to eat. His name is Jesus. From there, we are being governed. Somebody who believed it said, amen. Hallelujah. How many come under the direct governance of Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you believe that you have come under the governance of Jesus? Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, I have come under the government of Jesus. The government shall be upon His shoulders. I shall not suffer. I shall not want a meal of bread, because God is my refuge. He is my strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So visions doesn't seem exactly come in the night, but visions is about God, who God is. Vision prompts you to worship God. So here, vision, at the end of the vision, Isaiah is telling, he's hearing a voice, who shall go for me? Whom shall I send? And you know what immediately Isaiah is telling? Lord, here am I, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. So vision, see, after you see a vision, you will not sleep again. That's the difference between vision and a dream. You're understanding something today. So visions will prompt you to obey God too. So after worship, you obey God. You say, here am I, Lord, send me. 2008, Jan, I don't remember the date, I have in my diary. After my wife went for her job and she was working in Alexi. That time, Banagada to Whitefield was quite easy. It was not this hard. 2008 I'm talking about. Suddenly I saw a light. And then I heard the voice telling, start a church here. Start a church here. I prayed to the Lord and he said, I will send a man of God to you. I will send my servant to you. They will attest you of your calling and you will start a church. Hallelujah. And there was a blueprint about what happened, what should happen. And let me tell you, friends, I'm standing here after 8 years. The Lord is faithful. Amen. Still many parts of the vision are yet to be completed, but the Lord will give it. Hallelujah. After that vision, my desire and passion towards my worldly work changed. It doesn't mean that I didn't work well. I worked well. I waited on the Lord for His calling again and again and again. And that's the beauty of our God. He speaks not only once, He speaks twice. Hallelujah. He keeps on speaking. How do you know that? Hallelujah. Now, last month, last week, Tuesday, when was the first? Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday was first. I kept it as a month of revelation. Hallelujah. On Friday, how many of you received Johnny Erickson's email? I do not know. I sent it off for a shelter house. It's about dreams. So God speaks. He double speaks. He keeps on speaking. This month, get ready for some good, outstanding dreams and visions coming your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That you will be a blessing to many. One vision of a church. And I could go to many unreached places. I'm not telling I went to Iraq and Iran and all those things. If God comes, if God's coming tarries, I want to go there. Mosul is one good city which I want to go. Palmyra, where those fellows are cutting. The Lord will take one day. That's a different story. At least in the new heaven, new earth, we will be there. But in Gujarat, in the remote places, hallelujah, by God's grace, I could go happily to preach the good news. And there, friends, believe me, there is no other experience joyous than that. When you tell a truth and the people receiving it with eyes wide open, their lives are changed forever. I don't say I have accomplished many things. Nothing. What we have accomplished is nothing. But at least one person at a time, saving and transforming and bringing to the fold of the Lord. There is no other blessing greater than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said praise the Lord. So vision prompts and obedience. Acts 26:19. See, Acts 26 and verse 19. Dreams doesn't necessarily prompt obedience. Dreams are God's pattern. God will say, see, when Joseph, when Herod issued an edict to kill baby Jesus, the angel of God appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get you and the child and the baby and go to Egypt. So that is dream. Vision is different. Vision is all about God. You're seeing God. You're seeing His majesty. You're seeing His glory. You're seeing His power. You're seeing. Today, those people who are visionaries will see the Son of God walking in our midst. Those who are not visionaries will sleep and doze off. Remember, the Lord who woke up Jonah will wake you up. Before you understand, you will be in the mouth of the whale. From the whale, if you cry out, hallelujah. Before you go into the mouth, hallelujah, cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now don't forget, fish should be inside our mouth, not the other way. Hallelujah. If you sleep, hallelujah, you will be in the fish mouth rather than fish being inside. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 26 and verse 19. We read, hallelujah, Acts 26 and verse 19. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, vision will take you before kings. Vision will take you before people, many people who are in the highest authorities. So Paul is telling, O King Agrippa, hallelujah, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Vision prompts obedience. Hallelujah. That's why we are writing the books. And I don't know how many of you have read the book. There is a vision conception. My first chapter in Leading the Nehemiah Way is about vision conception. Hallelujah. Birthing a vision. How to live a life of vision and not division. If you are not living a life of vision, you will live a life of? Either two only. Hallelujah. Means you will be divided. Your mind will be divided. Heart will be divided. Hallelujah. One part will go to the wife. Other part will go to mother. Other part will go to father. Everything. And then to the friends. Everything. But if you are living a life of vision, it's all for the Lord. It's all for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My strength, my commitment, my energy, my blessings is for the deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, make sure that the vision inspires obedience. Let's come to three more scriptures and I'm done. You're learning something here?
Yes.
A vision. Hallelujah. Heavenly vision. Hallelujah. Job 33 and verse 14 and 15. Job 33 verse 14 and 15. Job 33, 14 and 15. Praise the Lord. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Something which is very unusual about us is, even if the Lord God from heaven speaks, you will not receive. Hallelujah. God speaks once, God speaks twice, yet man receives it not. Hallelujah. So, if God keeps repeatedly telling you something, it might be a dream, it might be a vision, give importance to that. Hallelujah. Some people have told me, Pastor, are there things? I will talk about dreams in the next week, provided if you slop your sleeping, otherwise I will cancel my topic. Hallelujah. Joseph had a dream. So, the bird signified the death of the baker. Cow, Jacob, Joseph had a dream. Seven lean cows, seven fat cows. So fat cows signify ear. Snake, then you don't worry. Who is that, you know? Any doubt anybody has about snake? Pastor, snake is very good. I like snake. You are under his grip. Come, hallelujah. For 21 days fasting prayer, you get rid of your snake. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Owl, rat is deception. Rat, many people see rats in the dream. Rats means there are traitors, betrayers everywhere. Okay, I'm not going there. Until, praise the Lord. Amen. So in the Bible, we see a lot of things. It's all God speaks to us. He opens this part of our mind to hear from him. And I pray that you will all hear from God. Hallelujah. So Job 33, 14 and 15 says, for God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in the slumberings upon men, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. So God speaks through dreams and through visions. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1 says, the life of Paul. He had a lot of visions after the Lord Jesus came. He had a lot of visions. So, Paul, after his conversion in Damascus, went to Arabia, to Mount Sinai. He got revelation, deep revelations from the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are converted means not from Hindu to Muslim and Muslim to Christian. No. If you are transformed, I am telling you. If you are transformed by the power of the Lord, the first thing you will do is you will go into secluded places and ask the Lord for his strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Me and my wife were talking about hearing God's voice yesterday. And she was telling, she made a beautiful point. The greatest threat for us to hear from God in these days is our mobile phones. WhatsApp, we have 1,000 groups. Hallelujah. With these 1,000 groups only, we cannot handle ourselves. Facebook and internet and all these things. Without this, we cannot live also. The greatest threat to our talking with the Lord is our mobile phone. So, those who have guts to throw their mobile phone, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Use technology for the work of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So, 2 Corinthians 12. So, Paul goes to Arabia. He gets the vision of the Lord. And then, in 12 and verse 9, it says, my grace is sufficient for thee. So in that 2 Corinthians 12, Paul is mentioning about an experience. He's telling, in the body or not, I do not know. But I went up. See, when you are dead, the body will be there. Your soul and spirit will go up. If you are a good member, like how you are faithful to the church, all those qualifications, through a tunnel of light, you will go up. The angels of the Lord will receive you, and the first person you will see is the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When I am absent in the body, I am present with Him. That's what Paul says. So the moment you breathe your last, you are present with the Lord. You will be with Jesus. It's a new world altogether. Hallelujah. And when you are talking with Jesus, all your people, all your loved ones who accepted the Lord and who are in heavens will come. Hey, what a joy it will be. Hallelujah. But in the ground, in the down level, some people will be crying for you. This man was a good man. This man was a wonderful man. While he was alive, nobody said anything. After he's dead, you're telling all sorts of good things. He's thinking that he's hearing. You know that he's not hearing. This is man. Hallelujah. And you will see the body will be there, but the spirit will be with the Lord. When the Lord comes back in His glory, you will receive, till then we will not have a body. We will be like spirits. Hallelujah. We will have knowledge. We will have understanding. We will have spiritual knowledge in heaven. But we will not have a glorified body to experience the bliss of heaven. So that will only happen when the Lord Jesus will come back the second time. Hallelujah. We will get a new body. This flesh will go. Hallelujah. And we will all have a new body. Incorruptible body. And that body will be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Same body, because we are His brothers. Amen. Ladies or gents, everybody will look like God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says, in Christ there is no male or female, nor slave, nor master, nor Gentile, nor Israelite. All are one in Jesus. Hallelujah. So God speaks through visions. And the most important thing is, when you get the visions of the Lord, the grace of God should sustain you. That's what we read in 2 Corinthians 12:9. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I need your grace to walk this vision. Hallelujah. To live this vision. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, friends, Shelter House is running every week after week. It's not because of anything else. It's because of the grace of God. One vision came. Hallelujah. And we are here. And the grace of God is sustaining it. In the same way, God who gave you the vision will sustain it through grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You should have a vision. The Lord should give you a vision about how your children should be, how your work should be, how you should organize, what you should do for the Lord. So vision is all what you do for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Your dreams are what He does for you. Your vision is what you do for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you get one glimpse of God, His glory, your life will be transformed than ever. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. One more last verse I will read. Habakkuk chapter 2. Some important talks about vision. And then we will close. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2. Amen. Hallelujah. And verse 1. I will stand upon my watch, set me upon the tower, and will watch to say what God will say to me. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2 and verse 1. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Hallelujah. Yea, because the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. If God has given you a vision, you should run towards it. Now the beauty of vision is this. If you get a vision, you will run towards the vision, and the vision will run towards you. Vision also has legs. Everybody say, vision has legs. Ah, yes, hallelujah. When you run towards the vision, when you write the vision, when you make it plain, when you make it as your goal, and when you run towards it, the vision will come to pass in your life. Like the vision is set for an appointed time. There's a time frame. But how quickly it will come to you, it's dependent on how you write on it, how you write it, how you write it on, and how you run towards it. Some people see a vision and then they sleep. But real visions, you will not sleep. You will run towards the vision. You will run towards the goal. You will run towards it, and the vision will run towards you. And you and the vision will meet together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And the vision will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. I'm talking to some people who are thinking that your life is lost. You had a vision in life one point of time, but now you're not able to get any visions from the Lord. I'm praying that God will speak to you tonight or today evening. See, when you go to Meenakshi Mall, what do you see? Many people, ice cream, then what all is there? That Italian thing is there, no? Waffles, yeah, waffles. Oh, you know it, Italian, everything Italian. Waffles. See, when you go to Meenakshi Mall and enjoy that, that's normal, everybody does that. But when you go to Meenakshi Mall and see how many people are perishing, that is the vision. That's the vision. Tomorrow you go to your workplace, you go, oh, what is this, only 30th I like. Why? Salary comes. From 1 to 30th we don't like, but 30th we like because salary comes. But a man of vision, when he goes to the workplace, will say, Lord, make me a blessing in this place. I carry your name here. Friends, you might be the only person who carries the name of the Lord in your workplace. And God's eyes are on you. Your words, your talk, your attitudes, your mood swings. That's why pastoring is very hard. 52 weeks are there. We can't come with mood swings. How much you go with mood swings? Swing. We have to come and preach the same. How many of you are happy that your pastor is healthy at least to come every week and preach? That's the gift of the Lord. So that's a perspective, change of perspective. When you get inside a... No, always I had this dream. Forum Mall was the first mall in Bangalore. I don't know how many of you... Forum stop was a big stop that time. There was only one KFC point, and that was Forum KFC. One day after Infosys interview, I thought, okay, anyway, I lost the interview, I will eat well. Went and ordered a bucket and ate fully. That time, queue was there like this ATM queue. Now, no queue at all. You can go anytime and you can get the chicken. Nashville chicken. Anybody tasted it? I told you last time. Priya is only the good person. Hallelujah. Something Nashville has come. Hopefully it is good. Eh? Amen. Not that great. Huh? Okay. She was in Nashville. So when Nashville and Nashville chicken. Praise the Lord. So, when I went to Forum, there were many empty shops. That time it was Forum. I said, Lord, how will it be if there is a place of worship inside this place? That's a vision. That's a vision. Hallelujah. And still I have that as a vision. If the Lord permits, where the people go very much in throng and numbers, we'll open a new bookstore or something. As long as money comes, and after, first of all, our project is not in Forum Mall. We will have our own facility if the Lord coming tarries. But after that, we will have still money. You know, you will all give offerings, you will all have tithes. We'll see something like that. So that after our day's work, from Koramangala, Mark is there. He can just come and sit in the counter and then put some coffee. And you can put some momos and some juices. And then the word of the Lord running. Well, people will come. That's a vision. When you go to your home, when you see the people who are without the Lord, you will have a vision to speak to them. That's a vision. And I pray that a vision will grip your heart, that you will never be the same again. A vision will change your life. A vision is the prophet of your future. Hallelujah. Tell me what your vision is. I will tell you what kind of man of God you are. What is your vision? God speaks. He speaks through dreams and visions. So, you have to be a prophet. You have to be a servant of the Lord. You have to be faithful in the house of the Lord. But there is something beautiful in the New Testament time. Acts 2 and verse 14, 15 and 16. Let's read that. Acts chapter 2, verse 14, 15 and 16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God changed his plan. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God changes his plan? So he changes. He's God fundamentally. Not because plan failed. Not for plan failed. But to resurrect the plan. Revive the plan. But Peter standing up with the leaven. Can we all rise up to our feet? Where is Joshua? He's gone, huh? Vasi Amma on there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is the third hour of the day. And no. Yeah. 16. But this is, which was prophesied, spoken by prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. How many people are in the flesh today? I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. See the change. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. I see with my eyes of faith, these children who are getting reared up in the Sunday school will rise up their voices and prophesy to us, because these are the last days and the Lord shall pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. VOH will see visions. Yeah. Old men will dream. You are in for it. Hallelujah. If you are old or young or son or daughter, the Spirit of the Lord will come and fall upon you. The Lord will talk to you. The Lord will inspire to you. I'm telling you, this month God will speak to you in a supernatural manner. The Spirit of the Lord will be upon you through the visions, through the dreams. God will talk to you. How many of you are ready for a supernatural encounter? Hallelujah. Lift your hands, lift your voice and say, Lord, I'm ready. Give me a vision, Lord. Give me a vision. Can you pray? Lord, give me a vision that will change lives. I will be passionate about the vision. It's not about my work. It's not about my career. It's not about my family. It's about my vision.